Amy, good morning.
Good morning.
So to start off with, the court has to decide now if Joyce is invalid due to citizenship by descent. How or why is this different to other people who've been caught up in the Section 44 scandals who've had to step down?
Well, it's both Joyce and Senator Matt Canavan, who is also from Queensland, who are going to have this citizenship by descent thing ruled on. And that's different because so far, the other three senators who have been in question, two Green senators, Larissa Waters and Scott Ludlam, who have resigned from the Senate, and Malcolm Roberts from One Nation, they were all born overseas. So they're, you know, the High Court is ruling on whether they should have known that being born overseas meant that you should have done more work to renounce your citizenship. The case with Matt Canavan is a little bit more complicated again because he says that his mum signed him up for Italian citizenship and he was unaware when he was 25. And then the case with Barnaby Joyce is even more complicated because he was born in Australia. His dad had been in Australia for, you know, quite a few years. But under a quirk of New Zealand law, when his dad was born and when Barnaby was born, citizenship got passed through the father's line onto their children, regardless of where they were born. So it's a huge mess. The High Court's being asked to rule on all of this. As you said, the government seems pretty sure that Barnaby is going to be okay. Constitutional experts, though, aren't quite as positive on that. They seem to say that, you know, the High Court looks at this in fairly black and white terms. The Constitution says you cannot be a dual national and stand for Parliament. And Barnaby Joyce, as we now know, was a dual national when he stood for Parliament.
Which is just a little bit awkward, I guess, taking a look at some of the other stuff that's happened over the last few months. Now, Mr. Joyce, he's the Deputy Prime Minister. This is not a small title to have. How do we go forward from here? What are the next steps?
Well, the government is doing, like you said, absolutely everything that they can to try and turn this back onto Labor. Labor has slightly different processes. So Labor is more centralist. So the state vets all the candidates and then head office vets all the candidates. And Labor says, if you were born overseas, if your dad, your mum, your grandparents, even your spouse were born overseas, they go through every single statute and they check to make sure that you're eligible to stand for Parliament before they nominate you. And if there is even a question that you could have citizenship with another country, they take you kicking and screaming to the consulate to renounce that before it becomes a problem. The Liberal Party and the National Party do it state-based, and they do ask the question, are you a dual national? And, you know, most people go, no, actually, I was born here, so I'm fine. So the government is going to keep trying to get Labor to show the documents and prove that they're not. Labor's saying, we don't have a problem. No one is actually talking about how to govern the country at the moment. We're just talking about who is eligible to sit in our parliament. And the government will be doing everything they can to keep Barnaby's vote in the parliament because, as you said, it's a one-seat majority. So you take him out and all of a sudden, what gets done? Nothing.
And so knowing all this as well, Barnaby Joyce has completely refused to resign until the case is totally settled. But at the end of the day, what do you think the likelihood is that he will have to step down?
Oh, I honestly don't know. I mean, there have been cases in the past where this has been an issue. The most famous of one is in 1998. It's called the Heather Hill case. It was a One Nation senator who was a British citizen as well as an Australian citizen. She lost her Senate spot, and that kind of became like the first real this could happen. And in that ruling, the High Court was fairly like, well, this is what the Constitution says. We agree we're just going to follow what the Constitution says. It's black and white. And since then, they've been very black and white. We're dealing with Section 44. Rod Cullerton, who was another One Nation senator, he was found invalid because he had been convicted of a crime at the time of his nomination. And Bob Day, who was a Family First senator, was also found to be in breach of Section 44 because he was found to have been receiving profit from the Commonwealth. So there weren't a lot of grey areas for the High Court. They just sort of said, you've met these requirements. This is what the Constitution says. So I'm not sure if anyone can say with authority that Barnaby Joyce is going to be fine. And I think that is part of the problem, because the government knows that they're going to have to fight this until the High Court makes its decision. And that could be months, it could be weeks, it could be days. Nobody knows how long it's going to take the High Court. So it's going to be a very big distraction for them. But I would be very, very surprised if the Nationals in New England weren't sort of dusting off a by-election plan from a bottom drawer somewhere.